A reel shows a montage of LOL dolls doing various activities. Text on screen. LOL Surprise. The movie. In the real world, dolls move around a dollhouse. Two dolls are upstairs. One doll is in the bathroom on the second floor. A doll and her doll dog are in the kitchen. She feeds it milk from the fridge. A doll with glittery puffball hair sits in a diner near a jukebox. She bops her head to the music.
Come on, everyone!
The dolls turn their heads.
The movie's about to start!
They all race downstairs. Cars arrive in a parking lot. The diner table turns, revealing a drive-in screen. The crowd of LOL dolls look at the screen with wide eyes. 4, 3, 2, 1.
In a world where a super fierce, fashionable queen goes on a super fierce, incredible journey.
A doll with an afro winks.
Leaving behind the only life she's ever known.
A doll has a bow in her hair.
For another one full of adventure.
A doll has blue and pink hair.
Other totally spooky
stuff. A doll has spiderwebs on her clothes.
It's the epic story of Royal Bee! And in the end, it all comes down to
the movers!
A child's hand grabs the doll with the afro hair.
The movers?
That's not part of my movie.
The movers are on their way, Ava. Do you still have my phone?
I'm finishing my movie, Mom. Can't you give me a couple more minutes?
She sits in front of her giant dollhouse.
Come on, Ava, get packing.
A woman appears in the doorway holding a box. She sets her doll down and looks around. She packs clothes from her closet in a box. She takes pictures off the wall and puts them in a small box. She picks up her four LOL dolls and lays them on her bed. She grabs the blonde doll.
What are you wearing to the big movie premiere?
Lady Diva!
She grabs a doll with red and orange hair, wearing a beret.
Neon-licious! That outfit is gonna pop in the spotlight.
She picks up a doll with long, dirty blonde hair.
Swag! You always slay!
She picks up the doll with the afro.
And Royal Bee, you know you're the queen.
A light glows behind her, emanating from the dollhouse. She turns and smiles. In the dollhouse beside the small doll with glittering hair, she spins the bathroom, revealing a pair of sunglasses in the bathtub.
Mom, did you buy me these glasses?
Ava, the movers are here.
One lens is pink, the other blue. They're shaped like a star. She dons the sunglasses. Through the star-shaped lenses, she sees a virtual world.
Weird.
She removes them. She puts them back on. Three of her LOL dolls sit in a car and wink at her.
Queen Bee!
What was that?
She puts down the glasses.
Swag?
She grabs the doll on her bed.
Hello?
She puts the doll to her ear. She shakes her head. The dollhouse glows again. Ava gently grabs the sunglasses and puts them on.
Whoa.
She smiles. She enters an animated world and stands before the LOL Surprise Magic Movie Studios. Pink buildings are beyond the sign. Buses and cars drive around the streets.
What is happening? Where am I?
LOL dolls walk down the sidewalks. A baby LOL doll sprays graffiti on a wall. She signs her name. MC Swag was here. Swag stands nearby and smiles. A doll with a purple hat appears holding a sign. The sign is a thumbs up that transforms into a clock. The doll points and runs away. A doll with green hair jumps in front of a door and kicks it open. Inside, a sleeping doll hanging upside down opens her eyes. The door's shut. The doll in the purple hat appears beside a mannequin doll. The doll poses for a camera, and her clothes glow neon. She eyes the doll in the purple hat, whose sign turns into a heart. She runs away. Leaning against a wall, a boy spins a pink roll of tape. The doll with the purple hat's alarm clock goes off. The boy drops the tape, and it spins across the street. A doll carrying a mirror steps on it and starts flying through the air. Another doll runs towards them, jumps up, catches the mirror, then catches the doll and lands with both of them in her arms. She sets the mirror down. The doll with the glittery puffball hair appears in the mirror.
Wow, it's Queen Bee.
She waves.
Hi. Wow, Queen Bee's waving at me.
She looks at herself in the mirror. It's Ava in animated doll form.
Wait, why are we doing and saying the same thing? I'm Queen Bee? I'm dreaming. Somebody picked me. Ow! I'm not dreaming!
The doll with the purple hat appears, holding the alarm clock sign.
Hello there. Can I help you?
She points to it.
Queen Bee, she's saying you're late. You have to get to your trailer.
I have to get where?
The taller doll flicks her yellow and white hair.
Your Fame Queen!
Three dolls sit by musical instrument cases.
And that's the Supersonics! You rock!
Yeah, we're filming our rockumentary here at the studio. I can't wait to see how you end your movie.
I'm making a movie?
Not if you don't get to your trailer in time.
The doll with the purple hat grabs Queen Bee by the hand. She takes her to a trailer. She runs off. The door opens, revealing Royal Bee.
You're
fabulous and fashionably late, as always.
Royal Bee, I'm your biggest fan.
Biggest fan? You're my sister.
Sister? Oh, yeah, sister, right. 'Cause I'm Queen Bee, and you're...
Never gonna finish this movie if we don't get to set. Come on.
They walk away from the trailer. They walk down a studio street.
So, we're finishing a movie?
Yes! We're almost done filming the LOL Surprise Big Movie Surprise. And it has everything. Action, drama, sci-fi, scares. It's the biggest thing I've ever done. It's the story of one fierce, fashionable queen. Played by me, of course.
She winks.
I go on an incredible journey to find my voice for the very first time.
Wow, that sounds really fierce. I mean, I totally remember that story.
But the movie isn't finished yet. None of my girls can decide on the ending. So, today, we're filming four different endings in four different styles. But the movie premiere is tonight. And without an ending, we don't have a movie. But I'm not really sweating it. I was born to wear multiple hats. And you know I look good in hats.
They stand by pink doors.
So, sis, I really need your help to make this the best ending ever. Are you ready?
She extends her hand.
Okay, let's do it, Royal Bee.
They join hands.
I mean, sis?
At sound stage 2, the doll with the purple hat runs near a food table. She backs up to a water cooler. She taps it. It's empty. Kansas QT and her dog walk nearby. They arrive at the water cooler. The doll in the purple hat asks them to help her change the water tank. Kansas QT gives a thumbs up. Kansas QT tries to move the water tank. No success. Her dog tries to push it with his forehead. The tank stays in place. Kansas QT has an idea. She pushes her dog against the water tank. She goes to the other side and pulls. She pulls while the dog pushes. Eventually, they're able to move the tank. They carry it towards the water cooler. Because of the weight of the tank, they wobble to and fro. The water tank flies through the air and sprays Kansas QT. The water spills out on the street. Her dress is now yellow. The tank is now empty. She grabs snacks with her dog and they run away. The doll with the purple hat comes walking down the street. She bumps into the empty tank of water. She holds up a sign with an angry face. On soundstage one, Queen Bee and Royal Bee walk onto a black and white stage. Everything is black and white, including the dolls.
Whoa! It's like I'm in an old-time movie! How'd that happen?
Movie magic, of course.
Starlet appears. She flicks her long hair and takes off her sunglasses.
And this is our art director of our dramatic fantasy ending. She makes movies look magical. A movie is only as good as its set. The environment around you is everything, darling. Royal Bee, ready for your close-up? I was born ready.
Royal Bee climbs up a set of stairs.
Now, remember, you've just been on your incredible quest. You're in your house, saying goodbye.
She stands on a balcony.
Friends and your old life.
For the very last time?
Yes, yes! You understand the vision.
Starlet climbs to the first landing.
Here's my mark. Neonlicious places. I'm here.
Neonlicious joins Starlet.
That's Sophie.
Fierce.
No cell phones in the scene.
Starlet throws her phone away.
You're next to us.
Oh, I'm good. Over here, away from the camera.
Come on. You'll just be an extra in this scene, and you can hand me my props.
Props?
A little sister drops a purse at Queen Bee's feet.
You've got this.
Queen Bee nods. She joins Starlet on the stair landing.
Everyone ready?
Yes.
Kinda.
Light.
The lights dim.
Camera. And action.
A cameraman records.
So this is it. But goodbye is not forever. You'll always be the fiercest queens in my heart. But now, I must go.
Queen Bee runs upstairs and drops off the purse. Royal Bee takes it.
So I'm going now, into a bright new world, and I've learned so much. Sunglasses.
Queen Bee arrives with the sunglasses. Royal Bee puts them on, then goes down a set of stairs on the other side.
Here's looking at you, queens. Goodbye.
Bye.
Farewell.
Bye?
Colorful balloons fly through the air, and the color reappears on the scene. Starlet spins and holds her hands up high. Neonlicious catches a balloon and pushes it down.
Whoa! How'd you do that?
I don't know, but I love it. Every fantasy ending needs a big, fantastical moment. It's my surprise to you, Royal Bee. Everything in beautiful Technicolor.
Starlet stares at a plant that stayed gray.
Props!
A little doll pushes the plant and replaces it with a colorful plant. She takes the gray plant away.
And cut. That was the surprise ending this movie needed.
Royal Bee takes out her phone.
Oh, that's the crew calling. We need to get to the next scene. Perfect, darling. I'll see you in the pictures.
She and Queen Bee leave.
Props!
A doll carrying reels drops one. It rolls out of sight. It continues rolling. It rolls past Super BB and another doll pulling on a carpet in two different directions. Super BB drops her end. She flies up in the air and lands on the rolled up carpet. The other doll lands beside her. They both hover while they stand on the carpet. They have an idea. They walk on the carpet so it rolls as it moves forward. Yellow and pink lights flash behind them. The carpet fills the screen. The carpet's rolled out in front of pink studio doors. The doors are kicked open by Royal Bee with Queen Bee.
Welcome to the most exciting part of my movie. The action ending.
Two cars sit on a green stage.
Whoa, is this like indoor bumper cars?
No! Welcome to a world filled with action-packed uncertainty. On wheels!
Who said that?
I said that!
Queen Bee looks around.
That's the voice of Miss Direct, our super talented writer and director of the movie. Come on, sidekick.
Wait, what?
You're not just my sister. You're my sidekick today. Remember, we wrote this role for you.
But what if I forgot all my lines?
You'll be fine.
Royal Bee leans against a car. Queen Bee looks at the two cars.
Cool cars, but there's nowhere to drive them. I don't get it.
We're using a green screen, which means we can be wherever we want.
And I wrote this to take place wherever I want. 3, 2, 1.
They're in a cartoon depiction of the city. Royal Bee leans against the car. A supervillain doll is on top of the car.
You thought you could win, Royal Bee. You thought you could just move on with your new life. You were wrong.
Queen Bee blinks.
She's intense.
She is the supervillain.
The supervillain's in a car.
I've captured your superhero, and you're never, ever, ever, never going to catch us.
A purple superhero is in a car.
Royal Bee, Queen Bee, you're just the heroes we need. You'll never get away with this.
You'll never get away with this. Girl, I already have.
The supervillain rides off.
We have to help the superhero. Hop in.
In the cartoon, Queen Bee and Royal Bee get in the car.
Seatbelts on.
They put on their seatbelts. The car speeds off. It chases the supervillain. The supervillain changes lanes, then makes a sharp turn. They race down the street. Royal Bee and Queen Bee are hot on its tail. A sign reads, "No car." The supervillain screeches around the sign. Royal Bee steps on the accelerator. She uses the sign as a ramp. She flies through the air and lands on the street. They're still chasing the supervillain. The superhero cheers.
This is actually kind of fun.
It's even more fun when you open your eyes.
In the passenger seat, Queen Bee has her eyes closed. She opens them up. The two cars drive around a roundabout. Royal Bee switches gears.
See? You're braver than you think, Queen Bee!
Woo-hoo!
They pull up beside the villain. Royal Bee slams into the car. The superhero's tied up in the trunk. The two cars slam into each other, side by side.
I knew this was gonna be like bumper cars!
Queen Bee stares ahead.
Royal Bee! Watch out!
They're headed towards a red telephone booth. Royal Bee slams on the brakes. The supervillain continues driving. She screeches to a halt and runs out of her flipped-over car. She enters the telephone booth. Royal Bee arrives with Queen Bee.
We did it! We beat the villain!
They walk towards the overturned car.
But where's our superhero?
They walk towards the booth.
Villain, come out! What did you do with our superhero?
I have the superhero inside, and she's not coming out!
The door closes. It reopens.
Don't fret, citizens. I have this situation under control.
It's the superhero. The supervillain comes out.
Told you I have her.
How do you both fit inside?
The superhero pops out.
It's very tight, but we're A-okay.
The supervillain comes out.
See?
Thank you, citizens. Justice has prevailed.
Wait a minute. The villain and the superhero are the same person.
The supervillain opens her eyes wide.
Ooh, foiled again.
And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for your incredible teamwork.
Swag appears on the sidewalk.
So that is the story all about how these two queens went kick pow wow. They beat the bad and saved the city, doing it all while looking so pretty.
On stage, Starlet sits in the director's chair.
Amazing scene work. And Queen Bee, you captured the villain, the superhero, and the perfect ending.
Thanks. That was a lot of fun. And Swag, it's cool you're here.
The only thing better than fierce timing is my fresh rhyming.
Royal Bee picks up her phone.
Time for the next scene, Queen Bee.
I'm ready, sis.
They walk off stage. A doll director claps the clapper on another stage. She continues clapping it in front of a microphone.
Huh.
A cat stands behind her. She moves the microphone towards the cat, who runs away.
Oh.
She chases the cat across the stage.
Oh.
She chases him in circles in the street. Her head spins. The cat's behind her.
Oh.
She walks back towards the stage and lets herself fall to the ground. The cat jumps on a speaker near her. Her headphones fly off. She flies through the air, then flies back in her headphones. On Soundstage 1, Royal Bee and Queen Bee walk into a dark factory.
Are we on the right set?
Yep. This is the ending from the movie's spookiest side.
Well, that's good. I'm already scared.
And that's just the beginning.
A doll wearing a witch's hat appears before them. She shakes her ribbon sleeves and poses. Looking scared, Queen Bee backs into Royal Bee.
This queen creates all the sounds for the movie. She's the sound designer.
I take my screams very seriously. It's my job to make sure everything is heard in spooky surround sound.
Queen Bee hides behind Royal Bee.
That was perfect!
Lady Diva enters.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
Lady Diva! Recognize that scream anywhere.
I hired her as your scream double.
The sound designer picks up a microphone.
One more time, right into the mic.
Lady Diva screams.
Perfect to get us into the spirit of this ending. You all have stumbled into this spooky factory. The only way to escape is by facing your fears. And I did a rewrite this morning. You're not gonna believe what I have in store. It's gonna be... rah-rah, sis, room!
Queen Bee hides behind Royal Bee again.
It's gonna be okay, sis. It's just a movie.
Thanks.
Lady Diva hangs on to Royal Bee.
Time for something spooky. Give me a light, give me a camera, give me action!
The camera starts rolling.
Okay, queens. We have to find a way to escape.
Both Lady Diva and Royal Bee look down at Queen Bee.
Is it just me, or did it get spookier in here?
Queen Bee backs into a red button. A machine carrying objects starts moving.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
No, look!
A little sister hangs between two objects with her eyes closed. She reaches on a platform and throws down three pairs of sunglasses. Each set of glasses has a different shape.
3D glasses?
Yes! Awesome! Put them on!
They put them on and see neon colors around them.
Secret messages. I'm gonna go this way.
Royal Bee walks towards a lever.
So we need to find a way out.
Lady Diva looks around. Her eyes rest on a pulley.
Oh!
She walks towards it. Queen Bee looks around.
Paw prints?
She walks towards them. Royal Bee startles and turns.
Queens! We just broke the number one rule of any spooky movie. Don't split up!
But I found a secret message. I think I need to turn this machine on.
Me too.
Me three.
Let's make sure this isn't a trap.
Only one way to find out.
Lady Diva reaches for the pulley. She pulls it down.
Nothing happened.
Okay, let me try mine.
Queen Bee presses the button. She looks around.
Nothing.
Same over here. Together on three. One,
two, three.
They all activate their levers. Yellow lights flash around a machine door.
Again! Keep going!
The machine starts to activate. Balls flow through the pipes. Lightning strikes the machine.
It's alive!
Queen Bee stands in front of it. She removes her glasses as the shape inside the machine takes form.
It is alive! Look!
Both Royal Bee and Lady Diva stand behind her.
What have we done?
The creature's eyes glow.
Lady Diva, now's a good time to scream!
I'm too scared to scream.
Come on, sis. We can do this. There must be a way out.
Queen Bee looks around with the glasses. She spots paw prints going around the machine.
Hey, maybe... I think I know what to do.
She walks towards the machine. She hits a blue button with a check mark. She runs behind Royal Bee. The machine doors open. Four big boots walk out. A cat stands in front of them.
Aww.
The cat runs past a door. A broken heart on the door glues back together.
This must be the way out. Yes!
Oh.
The door glows, then opens.
We did it! We faced our fears! Amazing work, sis!
Oh, stop! It was all of us! We couldn't have done it without each other.
Now all we need is a fabulous exit!
Lady Diva walks down the lit path to the door, blowing kisses. She's followed by Royal Bee and then Queen Bee. The sound designer jumps up. Royal Bee checks her phone.
Amazing timing. Our fourth and final ending call.
She walks away with Queen Bee.
Yay!
The doll in the purple hat knocks on a yellow dressing room door. She takes out her sign with the alarm clock. She moves to the right to a blue door. The yellow door opens and a doll looks outside, then shuts it. The doll with the purple hat returns to the yellow door. The blue door opens and a doll checks, then shuts it. The doll with the purple hat runs back to the blue door, then back to the yellow door. The door is open and shut when the doll's not there. She goes back and forth. She holds a sign with an angry face. Then she holds a sign with a light bulb. She brings a director in a chair to watch both doors.
Action!
The yellow and blue doors open and the dolls fall out. They scurry on the sidewalk and bump into each other and fall. They run away. The director and the doll in the purple hat high five. Royal Bee and Queen Bee arrive in front of a Western set. They walk towards a saloon.
What's next, sis? Do we even need another ending? The three we have are so good.
I know. But trust me, this ending is gonna be fab. My character has found her voice and her confidence. And now she has to share that with others.
Like who?
You made it!
Galaxy Girl arrives.
No time for touch-ups, girls. It's time to blast off into the future!
We're going to the future?
Roger that, Queen Bee. This sci-fi western scene is gonna be out of this world!
Meet our makeup and special effects queen.
I make everyone look so extra.
She does the robot with her bionic hands.
She's been working this whole movie to make everyone into their fiercest selves. But in this ending, she needs our help to find what she's looking for.
And action!
Galaxy Girl, Royal Bee, and Queen Bee walk on an empty street in front of the saloon.
Wow. So... what is it we're looking for out here?
Not what. Who?
She shows a wanted poster.
Lone Star!
We've traveled the galaxy looking for her, but she's been on the run. Legend has it, if you're ever face to face with Lone Star, it's a day you'll never forget.
Word around town is she was spotted here at acoustic night at the BB Diner.
What'd she do?
It's what she won't do.
They turn towards the saloon. Cowboy boots stand behind the doors in the saloon. Lone Star kicks the doors open and walks down the stairs. She tails her cowboy hat.
It's her! We found her!
She faces them.
Come on, girl. This has gone on long enough.
Lone Star purses her lips.
You're not leaving here without a makeover.
Wait, so that's why we've been looking for her? We just wanted to give her a makeover?
You best move along. This desert ain't big enough for all of us.
Lone Star points away.
Why don't you want a makeover, Lone Star? They're so much fun.
Lone Star dances.
Lavender jeans and long lashes. That's me. It's right there in my song. Can't change it.
But it's good to change things up every once in a while.
Things can't always stay the same. Then how would they ever be surprising?
Listen to them. They know what they're talking about. And if you're up for the challenge, I'll get a makeover with you.
Oh, it is on.
Galaxy Girl and Lone Star face off. Their hands are poised to the side. Galaxy Girl transforms her clothing. She wears silver pants and boots.
I'm serving cyborg realness.
Yippee-ki-yay!
Lone Star throws her hat onto a cactus.
You call that a makeover? I'll show you a makeover. I'm setting my ray blaster to stunning.
She blasts it towards Lone Star. Lone Star's tresses disappear, leaving her with flowing long hair.
Amazing. Change can be good.
The space desert does get a little toasty in these sparkly jeans.
And that's what we're here for, to help you figure out your new look and really express yourself.
And you know the best way to do that.
Makeover montage!
Hey, I put on my shades. I put on my shades. I put on my shades and say, when I do my hair in my shades.
Lone Star tries on different clothes.
My crew just good vibes, nails on point every time.
Find that perfect look, show us who you are. Watch your vibe, switch it up, you're a superstar. Put that outfit on this diva, it's your time. Shoot down my glasses and I'm ready to shine.
3, 2, 1. Hey, I put on my shades.
Galaxy Girl gets a makeover.
And I'm stylish, confidence, no, you can't buy this. Got this fresh new look, new clutch. Always extra, but never too much. So you need a little outrageous. Hold my phone, cause I'm ready to slay this.
Everyone struts and poses.
Mix it up, another makeover.
Wow, that was so much fun. Girl, you look amazing.
Lone Star smiles in her new jacket. She nods.
This might be the best ending yet.
It's like I always say, there's no intergalactic problem that a makeover can't solve.
That was a supernova celebration of style.
The dolls working on the film joined
that
them.
Was thrilling.
It had frights.
And delights.
We did it. That was amazing. 4 endings, 1 movie. Best day ever.
She jumps in Royal Bee's arms. Royal Bee's phone shows an alarm clock.
Oh, no. We've officially run out of time. I have to pick an ending or there's no movie premiere.
Which one are you gonna choose?
You know, I've been thinking all day, sis. But I can't decide. I love them all. I'm sorry, everyone. I don't know what to do.
All the dolls look down.
Well, when I make movies at home, I combine the best parts together to make one big mega movie.
She hops on the camera and grabs a reel.
What if we don't need to choose one ending? What if we just choose them all?
That's a nice idea, sis, but I just don't see how we can do that in time.
She stacks the reel on others.
It's not impossible, and you all work so hard.
I don't know. Combining 1, 2, 3, 4 endings into one, it's frightening, even to me.
But you're you, the crew. You don't hang up your leopard print capes and quit.
The superhero adjusts her cape. Queen Bee arrives on a lift. She raises it slightly.
Whoops. Whoa.
She raises it a lot. She brings it down.
Swag, you're the one who slays all day and has no time to play.
Yes, girl, I'm hearing what you say.
Neon-licious. You say, always extra, never too much.
So let's be extra.
Lady Diva, you were born a star. And a star never steps away from the mic.
You know it's true.
And Royal Bee, you're my sister. I look up to you. Literally. Well, not now, but usually. And today, you helped me do things I never thought I could do. All of you did. You helped me face my fears.
The sound designer.
You taught me to be a real hero.
The superhero.
You showed me how bright the world can be.
Starlet.
And that change can be fabulous.
Galaxy Girl.
And the best ending is the one that includes all of us. We're all amazing, but when we're a group, we're even better together. And if what I'm thinking does work, we're gonna make that premiere. But you're gonna have to trust me.
Mm-hmm. Queen Bee hops off the lift and carries all four reels.
Where are you going?
On the computer, she views different clips.
Snip that, cut to this.
Help the superhero!
Combine those two, perfect.
This is it.
Life is art. Art is life.
The clock shows 5 minutes.
I'm running out of time.
Queen Bee continues to edit the movie. As she runs with the reel, she slips on a bag of cheese balls. She flies in the air. She loses grip of the reel. She starts falling. Light fills the screen. Present-day Ava checks her hair. She looks around at her dolls in her dollhouse. She brings her Royal Bee doll to her ear.
Royal Bee? Hello? Are you there?
Ava, ready? Ava, did you hear me?
Ava's mom stands in the doorway.
Oh, honey, you know, I'm gonna miss this place too. I know you're feeling a lot of things today.
Actually, Mom, I feel...
Ava jumps up.
Really excited!
Well, that's energy. Are you sure you were pretty sad this morning?
100% sure. I can't wait for the new house, I can't wait for my new friends, and I can't wait to play with my dolls in the new house with my new friends!
Where's all this coming from?
I just had a really great day.
I love that. I'm proud of you. And I got you something special. How does 2 tickets to the new LOL surprise movie sound?
We finished the movie?
Ava speaks to her doll.
Of course it's finished. They've been promoting it for weeks.
Oh, right. I knew that. I'll be right back.
Ava runs out. She reappears wearing a gold and black dress. Her hair is done up in 2 puffballs.
Ava, I mean Queen Bee, you look cute and fierce.
Thanks.
Ava hugs her mom. She spots her glasses on the floor and puts them on her forehead.
I'm ready.
Come on, Queen Bee, let's go.
Yes!
A light flashes across the screen. In the real world, all the dolls pull up to the dollhouse in their cars. The dolls stand around the drive-in screen that's in the dollhouse. Mm-hmm. Candylicious carries popcorn. She hops into Lone Star's trailer. They share the popcorn. The dolls look excitedly at the screen. The screen counts down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. The movie starts.
In a world where a super fierce, fashionable queen goes on a super fierce, incredible journey.
Royal Bee winks.
It's the epic story of Royal Bee! And in the end, it all comes down to a big surprise!
The spectator dolls watch and laugh. Kansas Cutie hides in her seat. The doll with the purple hat cries and holds up a sign of a face crying. Lone Star grabs Candylicious's arm.
This is it! The big ending! It's gonna be such a surprise!
The movie plays.
So I'm going now into a bright new world. And I've learned,
if you're ever face-to-face with something spooky...
One by one, the dolls speak.
Remember, you're braver than you think. You've got this.
It's good to change things up every once in a while.
You're fierce.
Each doll takes a turn, completing the previous doll's sentence.
You're just the heroes we need.
Woo-hoo! And so extra, too.
Your incredible teamwork
is out of this world.
You'll always be the fiercest queens in my heart.
We couldn't have done it without each other.
The screen goes black with the word Fang in white text. In the parking lot in front of the dollhouse, the dolls clap.
Let's get up and dance!
On the video, various participants in the film dance. Starlet. Galaxy Girl. The studio designer. The cat. The audience dances in the parking lot. The stars dance on screen. Candylicious and Lone Star groove in the trailer. Standing in the dollhouse in front of the crowd, Swag, Neonlicious, Lady Diva, and Royal Bee dance. Lady Diva.
I can't believe we did it!
Royal Bee.
I wish Queen Bee was here to celebrate with us.
Neonlicious.
Yeah, where is she?
Queen Bee.
Making a fashionably late entrance, of course.
She runs into Royal Bee's arms. Royal Bee hugs her.
Didn't think I'd let you celebrate without me.
Queen Bee jumps on the ground and dances with the other dolls. The doll with the purple hat crowd surfs on top of the other dolls. Behind the dollhouse, cartoon projectors light up the sky. Credits.
Verse one, here we go. It's your girl, Royal Bee, here to run the show. I'm a real boss queen, VIP, you know. Always doing my thing, check my video. Got my friends here and it's a vibe. Yeah, help my queens bring our dreams alive. Always got their back, yeah, and they've got mine. This is how we do, LOL surprise.
Pose like you mean it.
Hey.
BBC.
Pose
like you mean it.
Words that
wrong
with you.
If you wanna feel it too, come on, sing it.
of the bright city life. Watch me work the crowd. Better leave ASAP. Get my bag and I'm out. Whoa.
Toes like you mean it.
Yeah.
Energy, attitude, say.
Toes like you mean it.
Stretch your stuff, yeah.
Baby, see ya.
Toes like you mean it.
Yes.
Work that runway, yeah.
If you wanna feel it too, come on, sing it out.
We've got that one.
My queens, we run this.
It's what we do.
My queens, we run this.
It's our crew.
Making magic.
Strut and feel just like the divas that we are.
My queens, we run this.
We're superstars.
My queens, we run this.
Yeah, I'm slaying with my sisters cause we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up on your feet, leave this right back. You know I'm spitting that heat when you hear me rap. I'm the baddest on the block, yo, and that's a fact. Moving up with all my sisters, yeah, we slay the track. We got Royal B and she runs the world. We got Lady Diva, she is time ago. We got
copyright 2021 by MGA Entertainment.